How did Apostle Paul render this in 2 Thessalonians? He says, let no one deceive you in any way. I'm reading verse 3. For that day will not arrive until the rebellion comes and a man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. He opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship. And as a result, takes his seat in God's temple. Where is the holy place that Jesus is talking about here? It's in the temple. The temple has three compartments. There's the outer place, there's the holy place, and there's the holy of holies. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. And then Jesus goes on to talk about woe unto those, take your flight and all of that. When you begin to see that, run away. The people that he will want, May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Now, if you look at Jesus' account, by the time the abomination of desolation was happening, that was verse 15, has rapture happened? When did the rapture happen? It was after it was in verse 30 and verse 31. So according to the teaching of our Lord Jesus, the abomination that causes desolation will happen. And he says it is after the sufferings of those days. Who will invoke those sufferings? The Antichrist. It is after the sufferings of those days that the sun will be darkened. A lot of things are going to happen in the spirit realm that will also affect the physical realm. Let me tell you the truth. If you want to make rain to fall, amen, there are spirits that you will talk to. And if you know how to talk to those spirits, elemental spirits, rain will fall in the middle of dry season. And some of you here, as Africans, you've seen these things happen in real life. This is not Pastor Abraham just telling you a story. It's happened in your village where people will conjure rain when rain is not planning to fall. How did they conjure rain? It was by talking to certain spirits. Do you understand what I'm saying? When these things are happening, the powers of heaven are shaking. There will be physical manifestations. The sun will be darkened. A part of the sun will be darkened. If you go to the book of Revelation and read about some of the things that will happen in the book of Revelation, you will see that things are going to happen. Amen? And according to our Lord Jesus Christ, he says it is immediately after the suffering of these things that the Son of Man will come. He said they will see the Son of Man arriving on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And his angels will gather his people to him. He will send his angels with a loud trumpet blast. And they will gather the elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to another. If you read Mark's account, you will see the same language. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. We've read that before, but I want us to read it again. There's something I want to pull out there. 4, verse 16. He said, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. Do you see trumpet there? What did Jesus Christ say? He said, when the Lord returns, he will send his angels. Let's read that in Matthew. He says, they will see the Son of Man, 30. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man arriving on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send his angels with a loud trumpet blast. Have you seen that? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So according to Jesus Christ, this will not be a hidden coming. So the people that quote this 1 Thessalonians to prove that this one is a hidden coming, and this one, then those same people say that this one that Jesus is talking about will be the open coming. You see that it is the same coming. Because according to our Lord Jesus, there will be a loud trumpet blast, and they will gather the elect from the four winds. That is the rapture. From the four winds of one end of heaven to another. And we see that 1 Thessalonians also says that, and trumpet will sound and the dead in Christ will rise first. That is because of the angelic activity. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be suddenly caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord. We are in the air. Who are the them that will be caught up to meet in the cloud? The believers. So they will rise first. Right? The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we that are alive and remain will be caught up to meet them. So they will rise first. They will be with Jesus in the air. And we will be caught up to meet them in the air. But I also need to let you know that Jesus is not going to come alone from heaven. He will come with the angels. That's what we see in Jude. If you open to Jude chapter 1, Jude has only one chapter, verse 14. He was actually quoting a very old prophecy from Enoch. Can somebody read that for us with a loud voice? Jude chapter 1, verse 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of this saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all. So before, we used to quote this. Because you need to know, you need to realize that I was a serious pre-trib teacher. Pre-trib are people that teach that there will be a rapture before the tribulation, and then there will be a rapture after the tribulation. So this was one of the scriptures that we used to quote. That scripture says the Lord is coming with his saints. Amen? Is that not what that scripture says? But you see, that's why the Bible says study to show yourself approved. Who are those saints there? If you read that from any literal translation, it says his holy ones. Those are his angels. Because, amen, he will come with his angels. Then his saints, the believers, because we're also saints too, right? We meet him in the air. Do you get that? The dead in Christ will rise first. First and foremost, if the dead in Christ rise first, we meet him in the air and we meet them. Is that the same as we are coming? He's coming? No. Then he's going to come with the angels. And there are scriptures that are bound to prove that. What does Luke chapter 12 verse 9 say? Someone should open to Luke chapter 12 verse 9. I will open to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 3. Okay, it says, yes. He that denied me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Because what will happen is that when the Lord returns, of course there will be a lot of angels there. And then we all meet them in the air. And we will be judged. That's called the judgment seat of Christ. It is based on that judgment that he will apportion where you will rule. And it's not everybody that will rule. I've explained that to us before. Because if you look at all of the teachings, the parables that the Lord gave, when it was time for him to, his servants to give an account, the one that had 10 minas, took 1 mina, got 10 minas, he was given 10 cities to rule. The one that had 5 minas was given 5 cities to rule. But the one that did not use his mina, even though he was a servant, amen? You need to realize that it's only those that are saved that can serve. What happened to him? He was not allowed to rule. Instead, he was sent to a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth of punishment. Jesus Christ said, the servant that knows the will of his master that does not do it and does not do it will be beaten with many stripes. Amen? 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 Amen. Paul says that you will be saved as though by fire. He says that let everyone be careful how they build. He says because the day will reveal it. What is the day he's referring to? When the Lord returns. Apostle Peter was referring to that when he was writing about the day star shining in our soul. He talks about when he returns, he says we have this more sure word of prophecy as in a dark world, because the scriptures that we have right now is the only light we have in this world. The world is covered in darkness, but the Lord will arise upon us and his glory will be seen upon us. When will that happen? During the appearing of the Lord. Amen. So right now that we are in this dark world, we have the scriptures to navigate so that we will not walk, we will not fall, we will not stumble. That is exactly what the devil wants us to do. He wants us to stumble. Now, Jesus Christ is saying that anyone that denies me, I will deny him before my holy angels. Because what will actually happen is that by that time, angels will reveal themselves. Amen? And then, some, you know, many believers, the reason why they are not serving Jesus, they don't realize that the active manifestation of hiding their mina or their talent in a napkin is that they are ashamed of Jesus. God has placed them in a government office. And there are important people there in court. And God placed them there as a witness to be people that we identify with Christ. And they, knowing fully well that when they begin to identify with Christ, they will be persecuted. Their colleagues will laugh at them. Are you understanding my point? So you know what many of them will do? They will be ashamed of Christ. And then, practically, what they are doing is that they are hiding their minas in a napkin. Have you ever been in an environment where the Holy Spirit is steering you maybe to preach the gospel to somebody? And then, you are like, no, it's not fashionable to do that here. May we not be ashamed of Jesus before men. Because when the Lord returns with his holy angels, those people that are ashamed of him before men, he says, I will be ashamed of them before the holy angels. Are we getting it? Are we getting it? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 3 says, do you not know that you will judge angels? Why not ordinary matters? So if you have ordinary lawsuits, do you appoint as judges those who have no standing in the church? Paul was not happy with these Corinthians. There were many things that they were doing that was wrong. In fact, this letter was a remedial letter. So a letter to come and remedy a lot of things. And one of the things that they were doing in this church, among other things, because they were actually very immature, they were spiritual babies. One of the things that they were doing was that whenever they had issues among themselves, it was quite a large church, they would be carrying themselves to court outside the church to have unbelievers judge them. And Paul was like, do you not realize that we are going to judge the world? Because I need you to realize that every believer who is longing for the appearing of the Lord, we live as though Jesus will come in his lifetime. And that's the only way believers are to live. Are you getting my point? Because let me tell you the truth. Even if Jesus does not come in your lifetime, he will come in your lifetime. Let me explain. What did I say? Even if Jesus does not come in your lifetime, he will come in your lifetime. Let me explain. Let's assume that I die tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to die tomorrow. I still have a lot of work to do. That's why I can't die tomorrow. If my work is done, then what am I doing here? So let's assume I die tomorrow. And I was expecting Jesus to come. As I am expecting Jesus to come. And I want Jesus to come. What happens is that as I close my eyes in death, I sleep in the Lord. My consciousness in time is suspended and my consciousness in eternity is activated before the Lord. Amen? The next time I open my eyes, if you sleep, you have a very sound sleep. And the sleep was for 10 hours. When you wake up, will you know how long you slept? What is the last thing that you will remember? The last thing that happened when you were awake. So when the Lord returns and we open our eyes in the resurrection, amen? The last thing you will remember as a man was what? So it is not, his coming is not far. Even if you sleep, even for the people that have slept in the Lord 1,500 years ago, the coming of Jesus is not far, because the next time they will open their eyes, and that's why the Bible refers to the death of saints as sleeping. Because the next time they will open their eyes, they will see the Lord. Are you understanding? You understand that concept? This it says. What happened with the rich man and Lazarus is what was happening in the to their. You know, when you sleep, you will dream. Except that this dream is not an ordinary dream. And you know that when you are dreaming, amen. Not all the times. Many times when you are dreaming, what's happening to you in that dream is actually happening to your spirit. So what happened with the rich man and Lazarus was that Lazarus died, the rich man died, the angels of God took his soul. Exactly. So while believers sleep and they awaken, the dream, in quote, because it's not really a dream. But when they are waking in this world, they will continue. The last memory you will have will be what happened. Okay, yesterday, I remember that these people were persecuting me. They said, deny Jesus or you die. And then I refused to deny Jesus. And then, oh, here am I in glory. Where are those people? Oh, they've been long gone. Are you understanding my point? That's how it's going to be. So it's not long. The coming of Jesus is not far for us as believers. Amen. Amen. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. And that's why it is very important for us to redefine a lot of things in Christendom. The way Apostle Paul understood man was not the way many of you think a man is. Man is spirit, soul, and body. There is no single scripture. I want to enter. Let me not go to that place. Okay, let me just say, there is no single scripture that says man is a spirit. You dey read Bible. Search your Bible now and show me a scripture that says man is a spirit. There is a spirit in man. So you are not complete without a body. All of us know that without the engine of a car is not a, it can't go anywhere. But we say a car is an engine that has a body and that has a chassis. A car is a car. Without a body, it is not a car. Because if you don't understand that dimension, you may downplay a lot of the resurrection. Because when the resurrection happens, we will continue. God's plan was for man, whole man, not for the spirits of man. So no matter what happens to your spirit, your salvation is not complete until you have that new body. The Bible says now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. It's talking about we await the Lord who will bring us. And all of that salvation he talks about, if you read your Bible very well, it's what he's talking about, the second coming of the Lord Jesus. He said he's coming with salvation. That is when your body will be transformed to the body that is like the body of Christ. And that is when your salvation will be fully appropriated. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. So one of the things I've just been trying to prove to us is that the second coming of Jesus Christ will not happen before. There is only one second coming of Jesus Christ. There are no two second comings and there are no three second comings. If you read Matthew's account, it's only one. If you read Luke's account, only one. We don't have time, but for those of us who are following, and when you go home, read Luke chapter 21. If you read Mark's account, read Mark chapter 13. If you read Paul's account, all of the things that Paul said about it, Paul did not in any way hint that there was first flight and second flight. We are the ones that have come to hint. And here's the reason. Why are we teaching those things? Well, it's part of tradition. It's called the tradition of men. You know, Jesus Christ was rebuking the Pharisees. He said, you exalted the tradition of men over scriptures. So, some of our fathers that I will forever respect have held on to this position. But frankly, many times it's just because when you begin to find that they are beginning to do real studies on this, you begin to find that many of them, they are changing their position on this. And it is already happening in Nigeria. Many, many fathers are already changing their position on this because, generally speaking, we've just been concerned with getting people saved, right? Whether there is first, second, third, fourth, fifth coming, the important is be saved. Amen? Why do we hold on to this doctrine? The reason is because many believers don't like the idea that if you remain till Jesus comes, you will suffer. Right? That idea is not a very popular idea. Nobody wants to suffer. Can we sing this precious song together? Me, I know, go suffer. I know, go beg for bread. Stop the song there. Amen. The original version of the song is, even though I suffer, I no go beg for bread. Because there's a covenant that God has with his people. That Jesus Christ said that God feeds the ravens and he will feed you. It is not consistent with Christian theology that me,
I know, go suffer. That is not concerned with Christian teaching. What did I say? It is not consistent. I will show you from the Bible. Pardon me, we are doing a little bit longer, but you know, this is actually an extraordinary study. If you read 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12, can I read 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12? That's for the me, I know, go suffer, brethren. Now, you have to be a pervert to be wanting to suffer. There's nobody that wants to suffer. Amen? But it's part of the mix. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12. Somebody read it out loud. Therefore, are you reading 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12? Verse 12. If we suffer with him, we shall also... Sorry, let me read it from here so that 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. My favorite translation says, if we endure, we will also reign with him. Nobody endures enjoyment. Amen? What you endure is what? Is suffering. So, Romans chapter 8 verse 18. Somebody read Romans chapter 8 verse 18. Romans chapter 8 verse 18. Loud.
For I reckon that the suffering
of, yes, I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not what? Worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Young man, if you decide to truly follow Jesus, there are some of your friends that will laugh at you. And they will abuse you. And you know that some of them, normally you can beat them. And you are not allowed to beat them. They will say, what's the Omo Jesu? What's the pastor? They will try to ridicule you. In fact, there may be some legitimate things that you... Amen? Anytime that you are deprived of something that you normally would have gotten if you were a non-believer, it is called suffering. And that's how God prepares us for those of us that we experience the Antichrist. You see, I want Jesus to come in my lifetime. And if you don't want Jesus to come in your lifetime, you see, there are many ways we used to check when you are sick in the hospital. Brother Yemi can attest to that. They will check your temperature. They will check your blood. You see, one of the ways you will know that you are not healthy spiritually is if you are in the WhatsApp group of those Christians that say, wait, Lord Jesus, wait, and never marry. You are not healthy. You are not, you need bitter herbs. You need agbo. Amen? You are not healthy. I don't care. You don't know how much you have been deceived by the God of this world. Your value system has been warped. You think that there is an enjoyment we get when you are married that is anything compared to the enjoyment we get when Jesus will come? Are you understanding what I'm saying? The Bible says in his presence, the one who invented the enjoyment is the one that will come. The Bible says in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So you need to admit yourself to God's intensive care units. Because Paul says that not only to me, he said, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness with the Lord, the righteous judge will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearing. There's a way you will be living your life if you want Jesus, if you long for his appearing. You see, let me tell you the truth. The sign that Jesus Christ gave for his, you know, they asked him for the sign of his coming. And he gave many signs, and he also gave the sign. He said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. If you really long for Jesus' appearing, you will be busy in your corner doing everything you can do for the advancement of the kingdom of God, of the gospel. Amen. So, if we read Revelation chapter 20 verse 4, and I will end on that note. We have to end now.
Well, I hope that we don't do more than 5 more minutes. Is somebody in Revelation chapter 2? Let's all open our Bibles to Revelation chapter 20. I will start reading from verse 2. He's the angel of God that came, sees his dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil. Remember that the serpent... When the serpent, this serpent is, has already been cast down to the earth. Let me give us a quiz for next week. According to Revelation chapter 12, we know that there are spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, right? And the devil is their leader. I hope you know that. Who are these spiritual wickedness in heavenly places? They are angelic beings, those fallen angels. When will these angels be cast down to the earth? Because when this will happen, that's when the Antichrist would have mustered enough momentum to reveal himself. When this will happen, are we together? There will be a number of things that will necessitate this from happening. Paul speaks about one that restraineth. And he restraineth yet. Who is the one that restraineth? It's the Holy Spirit. Because when the devil was tempting Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, on the Mount of Temptation, one of the things that the devil offered to Jesus was a slot for the Antichrist. Because he said, I will make you the ruler of the world. I will give you all the kingdoms they've been given unto me. What was Jesus' job? Now, of course, Jesus didn't take that slot because that was terribly inferior. I mean, for so many reasons. But the truth was that Jesus Christ told the devil something. I think it was in the Lucan account. He said, get behind me, Satan. If you read that in the Greek, it is only after me. He says, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only shalt thou serve. What does that mean? I hope you know that everywhere you see the gospel of the kingdom of God being preached, amen, it is because, and people are being convicted, it is because of the active work of the Holy Spirit. Human beings do not naturally repent. The configuration of the heart of man is wicked and desperately deceitful. Human beings, if you leave human beings alone without the Holy Spirit, they will all naturally gravitate towards idolatry. Are you getting my point? So when you see that there is a move where people are repenting, people are calling upon the Lord Jesus, people are calling upon God, it is because of the active work of the Holy Spirit. And Apostle Paul says this in Romans chapter 11 or 13. He says, there is a number of the Gentiles that must come in. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Amen. Bro, Yemi, you know that scripture? There's a number of the... Now, when that number has come in, I don't know that number, you don't know that number, but God knows that number. When the gospel has been preached to the ends of the earth, and the Holy Spirit is done with his work around the earth, then the devil can take over. Because what the devil wanted to accomplish through Jesus was the reign whereby the whole world will be worshiping him through the Antichrist. If Jesus Christ had taken his slot, and he was the ruler of the whole world, the whole world would have been worshipping Jesus, but Jesus would have been worshipping the devil. Of course, that is even an abominable thought. You get? Because that was what he was offering. He said, bow before me. He says, and I will give you, because that's what the Antichrist will be. The devil knows that slot is for a man, it's not for a spirit. So he wants to do, are you understanding my point? So he will look for a man that has, the Bible talks about how the Antichrist will be wiser than Daniel. And Daniel was one of the wisest. He's a man that has skill and capacity. It's not everybody that the devil, are you understand what I'm saying? He's a man whose spiritual antennas are strong. Those are the kinds of people, and when the devil saw Jesus, he saw a candidate. Are you following me? So he says, get behind me. Behind me. So after the move of the Holy Ghost have taken over the whole earth, and there's the gospel of the kingdom has been preached to the whole inhabited earth, and the number of people that will come in, the Gentiles that will come in have come in according to Romans, then the Holy Spirit is done. And then the Antichrist will now be able to manifest his wickedness.
then he will now be able to. He cannot reveal himself until the Holy Spirit. No, 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 no. The Holy Spirit cannot be working actively in a place and the Antichrist will be able to rule. Because there is the Holy Spirit is not just working in you, in us as individuals. The reason why some people, nobody preached to them in their bedroom. They had a revelation. Jesus appeared to them. They got convicted. It's because there is a force of the Holy Spirit in the world. He said, if I be lifted up, I will what? I will draw all men unto me. That was necessitated by the exaltation of Christ. Peter alluded to it when he talked about this outpouring of the Holy Spirit is because Jesus Christ has been exalted. Amen. And when the Holy Spirit is done with what he's doing, that place that says that there is none that does righteous, no, not one, is a prophecy in Psalm. He said the wicked says in his heart, there is no God. And all of that. That prophecy in Psalm was actually talking about that time. He said, none does good, no, not one. And then some people have read that scripture and say, hey, that means the Christians would have been taken away from the earth. Hey, you need to realize that even though we are in the earth, we are not of this earth. Our citizenship is in heaven. Jesus Christ, even the Son of Man who is in heaven. The truth is that if a Mami Wata girl comes to your, let's read Revelation so that we can close and go. Time has gone. I wanted to just prove to you the point of reality. If a Mami Wata girl comes to your neighborhood and her job is to seduce you into immorality, you think if you burn her house, it will affect her? The only thing that you can do that will affect her, you can burn her house and burn her certificates. It will not affect her reality. It will not even affect her joy. Because where is her reality? It's inside the water. The only thing that you will do that will affect her reality is when you go and do something that will touch her kingdom inside the water. That's how our citizenship is where? In heaven. That's why nobody should be able to steal your joy. Even if circumstances look like they steal your joy, it's only temporary. It can't really touch your joy. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Verse 4 says, then I saw thrones. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. It says, then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those who had been given authority to judge. I hope our streaming is still going on. No? Wow. But is that thing recording? Okay, so we're going to have to publish it later. Then I saw thrones, and seated upon them were those who have been given the authority to what? To judge. Who are those that were seated on the thrones? Those that have been given the authority to judge. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. These had not worshipped the beast or his image and had refused to receive his mark on their forehead or hand. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. This is one of the most misunderstood scriptures I have found among many charismatics. Because many people have said that does it even make sense? Now listen to this position. They say that the people that will rule and reign with Christ in the millennial reign are the people that were left behind. Bro, you hear me? Maybe you are reading this verse I just read now. Are the people that were left behind and that faced the great tribulation, that faced the persecution of the Antichrist, that refused to receive the mark of the beast? Because according to that doctrine, the people that will face the Antichrist are the believers that were not serious now. Right? Uh-huh. And then, they did not make the first flight. The rapture. So those believers are the ones that will face the Antichrist. Then, how come? So, those believers are now the ones that will rule and reign with Christ. What about the people that were serious with Christ from the beginning? Does that logic cohere with the character of God? No. So the best way to understand that scripture is the people that we inherit thrones, because they say, I saw thrones and seated upon them were those that were given the authority to judge. First and foremost, we know. Amen? Amen. Now here's the way I understand it. We know that
as you are faithful with the, what the Lord has given unto you, with your talent, with your minas, with your gifts, the abilities that God has given to you, and you are growing in the kingdom of God, what is happening as a result of that is that you will grow in spiritual authority. You will grow to a point where you will know, some of you will know that you have been given thrones. And the proof that you have been given thrones is that you have the authority to judge. Paul, speaking in 1 Corinthians, says that it is the mature that judge all things. Amen? Amen. You see that Paul, for example, got to a point whereby he said he could judge matters in the church. In the church, it is not the spiritual babies that judge matters. It is not every Christian gathering that is a church. Two or three is not the definition of church. Where two or three are gathered is not the definition of church. Where two or three are gathered is called where two or three are gathered. Jesus is there because they are gathered in his name. But that is not the functional definition of church. One of the things that define church is that there must be government. There must be leadership. And the people that lead in the church are mature people. They are people that have the authority to judge. It will show in the way they have been living their lives. Paul said, don't bring a novice into leadership in the church. He was talking to Timothy. He said, if a man desires the office of a bishop or the office of an overseer, he desires a good thing. He gave a very strict criteria. Amen? Because when it's a church, you find that there are people there that have the authority to. It's not every Christian that can judge you. There was a time that the Lord told me, it wasn't too long ago, He said, you now have the ability to bind. Now, many of you believers think you can bind principalities and bind demons. I've been serving God for more than 10 years. Before the Lord came to meet me in my room, in that my former apartment. And I first of all saw a vision, and in that vision, I don't have time to explain that vision. You know, some visions, you will explain them in 30 minutes. And you saw it in the twinkling of an eye. And in that vision, the summary of that vision was that you now have the authority to bind. He said, whatever you bind will be bound. And I've used the authority very well. That's why how many of you know that when I said preaching, I saw spoke in tongues and I said, I bind you in Jesus' name. I saw something and I bound it and I knew it was bound. The reason was because of growth in my walk with God. May our bishopric not be taken away from us. Amen. May our place not be occupied by another. May our thrones not be taken away from us. By the time those disciples were ready to start, you know, may our estate not be left desolate. You know, those were some of the things that happened to Judas Iscariot. And another person had to come and occupy his throne, because Jesus Christ said that when he comes, he will rule over the nations. Should we read that scripture? He will rule over the nations and the disciples of Jesus will rule over. They will have 12 thrones. Amen? It's not when the rapture happens that your throne will start crystallizing. It is as you grow in your walk with God that you know that you have entered into the economy of authority and thrones. Jesus Christ talked about those that will be great in his kingdom and those that will be least. So who are the people that will rule and reign with Christ? We know for sure that those that have thrones. Amen? Those are those that have been faithful with what the Lord has given them to the point that they have inherited a throne. What is the thing that comes with a throne? A crown. So Paul says, not only to me, he says he waits for the crown of righteousness which the Lord will award to him on that day. May you not fall off, may the crown not fall off your head in Jesus' name. The second category, people that we are sure will be in the millennial reign, are those that came out of the great tribulation. Let me tell you the truth. Hi, Father, we don't have time. All right, let's just continue. Please pardon me. Amen?
Amen.
This is word encounter. Amen? Amen. If you read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, where Apostle Paul was explaining the gifts of Christ to the church. He said he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers for the edification or for the building up of the church. He says, these gifts will continue until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Man, being a mature person. There is a time, amen,
where all the church, everybody in the church, will be spiritually mature. Okay, let's read it so that you won't take my word for it. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Verse 14 says, so that we no longer be children tossed back and forth by the waves and carried away by every wind of doctrine. Before verse 13 says, okay, sorry, let me just read verse 11. It says, it was he who gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. That is to build up the body of Christ until when? Until we all. Did he say some of us? Did he say most of us? He said, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, a mature person, attaining to the measure of Christ's full stature. So, the purpose is that these gifts will continue. Because the church, the growth, many of us do not realize that there are some things that you take for granted, speaking in tongues, that it took entire generations of the church to fight and establish it as a truth so that it is, you take it, you are not able to take it for granted now. What I'm saying is that the growth of the church is progressive. Amen? Where you are starting now, you are born again. Some things, some understanding you have now. Some people worked with God for 55 years before they began to get light of those understanding. Now you get those understanding directly from them, almost free of charge. And you grow. Amen. Amen. And there is a generation of the church. These gifts will continue until we all come to the unity of the faith. So, that last generation, let me tell you one thing about that last generation, that church that is being persecuted. This denominationalism will no longer exist. You know, when the Antichrist faces all of us, the real Christians, the fake Christians, we cave. Right? It's only the real Christians that will remain. All of us will be united. Amen? That's one thing that will happen in that generation of the church. And then, we will all be mature. For the people, so you cannot be in that church where they are forcing people to take the mark of the beast and all of that, and you will not be mature. You cannot buy and sell without that mark. You cannot travel with car by any form of transport without that mark. People, the forces of, and it's not like now, they will be able to find you with GPS. You know, there's now GPS and there's smartphone. And there are satellites that actually scan infrared. There are satellites that somebody will sit down in a computer and they will know the number of people in this room just by your infrared signature. Yeah, you're nodding your head. You've watched all those movies, right? Uh-huh. Those things are real. They are not. They are satellites that scan infrared. They can scan infrared signature. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it will not be difficult for the Antichrist to find the people that are not. It will not be easy. The believers that will scale through that persecution cannot be baby Christians. Amen? Mm-hmm. So, those believers, so we are sure, what Revelation chapter 20 verse 4 is making clear, vividly clear to us, is that the believers that will be part of the millennial reign of Christ are what? Mature believers. So when they are saying you should grow into maturity, you don't want to be part of those believers that will not be qualified to rule and reign with Christ. Hey, you will be raptured though. Amen? May you not be qualified to be part of his government. You not be qualified to be part of those who will rule and reign with Christ. That is not your portion in Jesus' name. So, are you now beginning to realize why I was trying to explain that there are some of these things that when you understand, it will help you to walk properly. You see, when you are playing with your spiritual life, read the Bible, listen to messages, you are dragging your feet. It's only yourself you are doing. You know how painful it will be on that day? I will now see my brother. We pass the screening of Jesus. He will say, enter into the joy of your master. You rule over five cities. And then it will reach my throne. I will now be shaken because I know I was not faithful. And Jesus will say, what is all this? You didn't fulfill the ministry. You didn't fulfill the call. You didn't grow spiritually. You can't rule. You can't reign. You have no place in this kingdom. Please put him aside. Next. Do you want to face that? Paul says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we warn all men. He said, we all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of what we have done in the body. He said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we warn all men. You don't want to appear before Jesus and Jesus is angry with you. Because of the way you wasted his time, his resources, the time he has. This life you have is a trust. The time you have alive is a trust. The brain that God gave you is not for you to be using it to intimidate the people in your class. Are you getting my point? There's a reason he has given you that level of intelligence. And it's supposed to help you to be more effective in the work of the kingdom. There are people that will become born again because of that your intelligence. If you use it the way you are supposed to have used it. Let's rise up as we begin to pray. Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all those who have longed for his appearing. The way by which you long for his appearing is to get busy, get useful, get growing. Allow the word of God to take root in your heart. Allow the kingdom of God to be established in your soul. You are not permitted to be a baby Christian for long. It's time to grow into maturity. It's time to grow into maturity. Thank you, Jesus. Can we pray that the Lord will help us? That the Lord will remove every covering cast over his people. Strange doctrines, doctrines that are not consistent with the teachings of Christ, they will no longer prevail in our generation. In the name of Jesus. He said, until we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, the mature person. Lord, may we come into spiritual maturity. May we grow into the fullness of the stature of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Peradventure, there is anybody here that feel you need a deliverance. I want to pray for you. Just step forward. Maybe there is something that has been troubling you and you want to be delivered from it. Step forward, I will pray for you and you will be delivered. In the name of Jesus. The rest of us, can you just stretch forth your hands towards them and pray for them? His name is Jesus. He is our deliverer. He is our savior. Mato vale ke fasuna da de malinde valende fosele kavanende ke valenos nakalaida. Nejele vai nato valende so valede kavai. Masa valende te valende se vai nakalaina lis. Eh, mashala valende se volete gale fosse col valede de volis. Mata valende Can you just begin to repent of every sin? As we begin to pray, the Holy Spirit will be going to show you whatever sin has given legitimacy to that spiritual oppression. Jakata valede be free in the name of Jesus. Now say this after me. Jesus has set me free. Now for those of you that are following online, that you know there is something you need to be delivered from, join in this confession, for you will experience your deliverance where you are. Say, Jesus has set me free, and I am free indeed. Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus is my Savior. I want you to mean those words. Say, by the blood of Jesus, my sins have been forgiven. By the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. You see, this confession, there was a lady that joined our Zoom meeting some time ago, and she needed deliverance, and she asked to be prayed for. After she finished saying this confession, she started screaming she was in one of these African countries. I don't remember the name of the countries. That's how the power of God, these confessions are not ordinary. Many of the problems that people entered, causes, they were words that were pronounced. Now you are making pronunciations. The Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. As you make these pronunciations, the yoke will be destroyed. Amen. Your soul will be free. Amen. By the blood of Jesus. Amen. Now say it after me. By the blood of Jesus. My sins are forgiven. By the blood of Jesus. I am cleansed from all unrighteousness. By the blood of Jesus. I am sanctified. By the blood of Jesus. I am delivered. Out of the power of the devil. By the blood of Jesus. I am delivered. Out of the power. Of the devil. By the blood of Jesus, I am delivered out of the hand of the devil. By the blood of Jesus, I am delivered. Thank you, Lord. Now you are going to breathe in and breathe out. You see, as you breathe out, that thing will leave you. You breathe in and breathe out. In the name of Jesus, come out. Now do that. Do it again. Breathe out. Kalabane sonai. Leke pa sonai tebai. Lade kabanendo sobale kadai. Shopeke tekamo. Zateka yeke. Zola kane kadobale. Zolovo lekete. You are free. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. Hey, zofale kete kete valeles. Yeah, do that. Breathe in and breathe out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. You have no place in him. You have no place in him. You have no, lift up your hands to the Lord. Lavole do sekele valeles. Jalavale sobole katabai. Zekepole, devole, sobai, katabai, jalaba. Every resistance I feel in the realm of the spirit, I put an end to you now in the name of Jesus. Kalabai dos sekebai las zevole tekede. Holy Spirit, do a quick walk. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. Lekebalis, dekabaila, lapoteles. The Lord is working on you. Don't be distracted. Jesus. Now just keep calling on the name of Jesus. Just keep calling on the name of Jesus. I saw the angel that brought your deliverance. Just keep calling on the name of Jesus. Something remarkable is going to happen to you. The Lord wants to graft you into his vine. And from now on, the eternal life of God will begin to flow freely through you. Jesus. Now both of you breathe in and breathe out. I say, come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Do that again. Come out. For the last time. Come out. Every stranger. Sevalaina tovai. Kavainos. Epote kete. Zalabalene de Vasovanaika Matovole Katele Solida Jalabalalelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel Thank you, Jesus. Yes, that's it. That's it. Savaleka lavaleles. Shelevalalele. I am your own. I am your own. Till the day you return. Jesus, I am your own. I am your own. Let the power of the Holy Ghost. I am your. Till the day you. Jesus, I am. I am your own. I am your. I am your own. I. Till the day you return. Jesus, I am your. From now on, your life will never remain the same again. You no longer belong to any spirit but the spirit of the Lord. No one can lay ownership over you from today. Can we sing that song together? I am your own. I am your own. I am your own. Till the day you return. Jesus, I am your. Yeah, you are being delivered. That's what's going on right now. I am your own. I am your own. I am your own. Till the day you return. Jesus, I am. I am your own. I am your. Bring your hand. Bring this hand. I am your own. Till the day you return. Jesus, I am your own. I am your own. I am your own. Till the day you return. Jesus, I am. The Lord said I should tell you that your sins have been forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are going to feel some sensations. I want you to describe the way you feel. Please don't make up anything. If you don't feel anything, tell us you don't feel anything. But I believe that some of you are going to feel a burning sensation. The power of the Holy Ghost is going to take over. Thank you, Jesus. Set you free from every hand of darkness. You are grafted into the family of Christ. Shafole nekavanas nekavailis ontovaina taninkai amalene suvain katavaina dola lava. You are part of my vine now. Lega naso vale de potede empatane kaleso vale kai eso voletene kai madale sovaila kanai le sovole. This is not a deliverance that will not last. This is a permanent deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can we all hold our hands? Let's all hold our hands. We are about to leave. We are about to be done. Yes. Holy Spirit. Move. Move. Move in our midst. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Let every one of us be saved. Be set free to serve you. Let every stubborn infirmity of the soul be cured now. Let our faith build up. Move in our midst. Move in our midst. Move in our midst. Masavalene kevai. Shelevai not nekofainas. Lavalele se de kavaleda. Tovai, dovai, lovai, 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 lovai. De suvane kevano falenes nakada.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
How many of you felt that sensation? Is anybody that felt that sensation? You felt something when you were breathing in and breathing out. Please, is there any such person? I want to identify you so that I can release a blessing upon you. Did you feel anything? Then we'll have to pray more. My God. Ha. Zefalane katavaina. Zovalene kevaina. Okay. We have to go now because we are paying for this place.
Both of you will go on a fast. This is not a fast so that you will be delivered. It's a fast so that you will stay delivered. As you go on that fast, some things will happen in your life. You see, when you fast like that, you are showing heaven that you are serious. That you mean business. That you want to work with God. You see, the reason why you must be delivered is as long as you are not free, you cannot serve God the way you should serve God. That means when you appear before Jesus on that day, your work will not be complete. And that is not your portion. So you are going to go on a there are three people here that should go on that fast actually. If you are the third person, please go on the fast. You know yourself. Where is the third person? Who is the third person? You are the one. Okay. So you will join in that fast. Amen. 3 days fast. Tomorrow is Sunday. Okay. Will you start on Sunday or you start on Monday? Femi. Sunday. All right. Tomorrow, you will fast. Monday, you will fast. And Tuesday, you will fast. It says in the book of Luke chapter 1, I think verse 72, it says that thou being delivered out of the hand of thy enemy, will serve the Lord in holiness and righteousness without fear all the days of your life. You cannot serve God until you are delivered and you are free. That's why Jesus Christ told the Judeans, he said, if you continue my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Freedom is a prerequisite for serving God acceptably. Freedom from your fears, freedom from insecurities.
Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Jesus. Now we have to close. I am your own.
So you guys should go and fast, and you come with the testimonies. I assure you, under God, you will have testimonies. You see, one of the things that will happen to you as you fast is that appetite for the word of God will develop in your soul. What did I say? Appetite for the word of God will develop in your soul. It will be stronger than the appetites, the evil appetites that you have been struggling with. Are you getting my point? Appetite for the word of God will replace every evil appetite.
May the Lord help us in Jesus' name.
I want to take the offering now so that we can close.
Royami, come and help us close the meeting, please.
Hallelujah. In a minute, can we just pray for the servant of God that the Lord has used for us? Let's pray that the Lord will replenish him. Let's pray that the Lord will uphold and strengthen him. Can we just open our mouth and pray? Just pray. Pray for him. Father, we pray for your servant. Lay your hands upon him in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you continue to strengthen and to uphold him. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you let your strength abide in him in the name of Jesus. More strength, more enablement, more unction. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And Father, we thank you for this word. Thank you for reminding us that we are your own. Thank you for once again turning our attention to the coming of our Lord and our King. Father, we thank you for bringing us again to that reality of our hope that there is a place beyond this world for us, and that there is a Lord and our King who is coming. Father, We thank you. I will pray that you give us the grace to live in this consciousness of your, of the coming of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Your servant that you have used for us, we pray that you protect him, pray that you will keep him. We pray that he will continue to grow in you and in the knowledge of who you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Okay, if you have offering to give, please dip your hands into your treasures and bring out your offerings. For the online community, you have offering to give. You can check the ministry's website at www.streamglobe.org and you'll find the contact details of the ministry there. You can reach out to us and you can get details of how to give from there. Pray that the Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this privilege to give. Out of the abundance you've given to us, we brought this token. We pray, Father, that you find them acceptable in the name of Jesus. We pray that this be used for the glory of your name, for the propagation of the gospel, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Without wasting our time, next week is another time before the Lord. 11 a.m. in the morning, the physical meeting will start simultaneously at the same time with the online streaming. We encourage you to come in time. And when you are coming, bring a friend, bring a neighbor, bring your enemy if you know them. Anyone you will see changed, transformed, and be blessed of God. Amen. Just as we close, you know, this kind of teaching is not something that is very common these days. And as I was seated there, the question in my heart, and I would like every one of us to go home with, is very simple, but it takes thoughtfulness to be able to answer. We are talking about the second coming of Jesus. We know he won't come today, like today's date. But if he comes today, or you go to be with him today, either way, whoever dies, his own Jesus has come. There's no repentance in the grave. Amen. If he comes today, or you go to be with him today, will you be able to meet him? Will he welcome you? Those are questions. They are simple, but it takes a lot of thoughtfulness to be able to answer. Are you prepared to meet him? If you are not, identify whatever it is, ask him to help you eliminate them, and be steadfast in him. There is no other name given under the heaven by which we must be saved, apart from the name of Jesus. It does not matter what anybody else says. It does not matter what people believe. He says, if you don't believe in him, you are judged already. Amen. Will you be ready? I pray that the Lord will help us mightily in Jesus' name. It was during the week I was in the office and I think I was having a conversation and I quoted a scripture and somebody asked me to differentiate. And I was like, sorry, what's the difference between hope and faith? And I started answering that question by asking another question. I said, as a Christian that you claim to be, what is your biggest hope? And he says that one day you will be with Jesus. I said, you've answered it. That one day you will be with Jesus. That's why the Bible says that if our hope is in this world alone, say we are of all men most miserable. Our hope is that there is someone who died for us. Our faith really is that someone died for us, and by the atonement he made, we were saved. But our hope is that one day, whether he comes and meets us here, or we die to join him in glory, one day we will be with him. But when that day comes, will you be worthy to be with him? I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Can we just in 1 minute lift up our voices and bless the coming week? Speak into the coming week the things you will want the coming week to come with for you. Bless the coming week. Declare it. Makatosia telebratala balatosia telegadalena. Ratala bala tele katele bragados tele bragados intele bragada de bosh le kato zuzu bretele katala bragada de bosh. I declare the coming week a week of consecration to the Lord, a week of sober reflections of the with the Lord, a week of new dedication, new commitment with the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you for this time. We give you praise because we know that unto you as our gathering being. Father, we pray that as we go in the remaining part of this week and in the coming week, blessed are we in our going out and our coming in. Blessed is the work of our hands. Blessed are we in all our ways in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We give ourselves to the Lord and we declare and declare that we are of God and of God alone, and that He will reign supreme in our affairs in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In any way that we are unstable in our ways with Him, I pray that by His Spirit, He will restore us and set us right with Him in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's share the grace and fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.